Welcome to Hearing the Voice of God. This is week one, day one. My name is Brendan Case, and I get this blessed opportunity to help you to come to greater faith and to give you tools to hear the voice of God. Every day we're going to have a memory verse from Scripture, and every day there's a study guide that it accompanies this talk. I hope that you'll not only listen to the talk, but you'll do the study guide. Why is it important for you to do the study guide? The talk will give you some great, please God, some great information. The study guide will take you into practices that will help you to hear the voice of God. So again, every day you're going to get a 15-minute talk. Every day, a one-page study guide front and back that I hope you'll do. And also, every day, a memorization passage from Scripture. You'll find that memorization verse both on your study guide, and you'll also have in your packet some business card sizes to print off so that you can carry it around during the day to memorize the Word of God. Today's scripture is Psalm 85, verse 8. Psalm 85, verse 8. This is what the Word of God says. I will hear what the Lord God will speak in me, for he will speak peace unto his people, and unto his saints, and unto them that are converted to the heart. Psalm 85, verse 8. Now, that's from the Douay-Rheims version of the Bible. And if you look in the Douay-Rheims, it's actually going to be Psalm 84, verse 9. Most Bibles have it as Psalm 85, verse 8. So that's how we're going to memorize the citation. But this is the big part. I will hear what the Lord God will speak in me. God wants to speak to you, church. God wants to speak in you. There are two things that I want to do in these sessions, and I've briefly mentioned them already. Number one, I want to increase your faith that God wants to speak to you. And how am I going to do that? Romans 10:17 says this, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So in this series, I'm going to be giving you scripture upon scripture upon scripture upon scripture that will demonstrate to you, that will prove to you beyond a doubt that God is your Father and he wants to speak to you. The question is not, would God speak to me? You know, I think a lot of people ask that question, they make this statement, actually. I don't know if God would speak to me, Brendan. I'm not really a saint or someone really special. Well, I got something to tell you. I've got truth to tell you. You are a saint, you are a holy one of God, and you are a child of God. What makes you great is not that you're a saint, but that you're a child of God. That is first, and that is most important. And when you live out being a child of God, then you're a saint. So the question isn't so much, would God speak to me because I'm not special? No, no, no. The question is, does God want to speak to me? And the answer is a resounding yes. Your Father wants to speak to you. So number one, I want to increase your faith that God wants to speak to you. How will I increase your faith? With the Word of God. Number two, I want to give you practical tools to hear the voice of God. That's why these study guides are so important. That's why you really should get a journal also. And I'm going to teach you how to journal. I want to give you something that is practical, hands-on. Do this. And if you do this, this will help you to hear the voice of God. So I want to increase your faith, and I want to give you practical tools. What do you think when somebody says, God told me? Do you look at that person and go, oh my gosh, are you a nut? That's kind of our response, isn't it? What if we responded like this? Wow, God speaks to you? He speaks to me. Brothers and sisters, God wants to speak to you. What do you think that God wants to speak to you? If you right now were still and you learned how to hear from God, I wonder what he would say to you. Do you hear from God? Do you turn to God for guidance and expect to receive it from him? Do you ask for guidance in the areas of your career Or do you just go running into a job because that's what you want to do? Now, let me say something here. Most of the times in life, if we're believers that are living lives, that we're walking in sanctifying grace, in union with the Lord, if we're receiving the sacraments faithfully, going to Mass every week, going to confession, reading the Word of God in the Bible, if we're believers that are walking this life of faith, then usually, listen to this, usually the desire that is in your heart is the desire that God planted there. That's usually the case. Now, but as believers, we need to be stepping back and saying, God, is this your will? Is this what you want? What do you want, Lord? We need to step back and ask the question, if Jesus is our Lord. The Lordship of Jesus means that Jesus is in charge of your life. Not you, him. So the question is not so much, what do you want to do with you for your living, where you want to live, how to spend your money, blah, 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 blah. It's, Jesus, what do you want? Do you ask God for guidance as where to live? Do you ask God for guidance as how to spend your money? A lot of us are in financial problems. The truth be told, it's because we haven't submitted our finances to God. We haven't gone to God and said, God, how do you want me to spend my money? I can't believe how many people I encounter that are believers in the Lord Jesus that don't give 10% of their income. And when I talk to them, that's called tithing. When I talk to them about tithing, they say, Brendan, we just don't have the money. Well, a lot of times you don't have the money because you didn't ask God how to spend your money, because God would have made sure to protect your finances so that you would give that tithe to give to him. We need to ask God for guidance as to, how do I spend my time, God? Your time is not your own. Your life is not your own. You have been bought at a price, it says in Scripture. The price is the precious blood of Jesus. Your time is not your own. It belongs to God. So God, how do you want me to spend my time? How do you want me to eat? Hey, I'll tell you what. I could make millions of bucks coming up with the diet program. Here's the diet program. Before you eat, ask God about it. Before you eat, ask God. God even has a plan for your eating. God has a plan for how, what movies you watch, what TV you watch. We need to submit this to him. Do you ask God for guidance as to how to love your spouse? You know, God is a practical God. He made you, he put you in a real world. And he gave you the gift of your spouse. And God created your spouse. Do you think God knows how to, your spouse should be loved? Do you think that God would want to show you how to love your spouse so they can receive all that God wants for them through you? You know, God will even show you how to love your children, how to love your friends. And you know what? God will even show you how to love your enemies. This is an important thing to the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our enemies. God will teach you how to forgive if you go to him. Lord, I don't know how to do this. I can't do this. You know, a lot of times in the spiritual life, we say, I can't. Well, the truth is you can't, but God can. And if you go to God and you say, God, I can't, teach me how to do it. God will show you, and he'll also give you the strength. See, we need to be asking the question all the time. What do you want, Lord? What do you want, Lord? And he'll show you. Let me tell you one more thing. You know, you can go to God and you can say, God, teach me how to pray. Just like the disciples did to Jesus. They went in Luke chapter 11 and they said, Lord, teach us to pray. God, have you ever gone to God and said, God, teach me how I should pray? You know, there's all these different things we could do when we pray. So much has been given to us, just handed on to us through 2,000 years of people learning how to pray. But the thing is to go to God and say, God, show me how you made me to pray. Teach me to pray, Lord. And here's the other thing. You can go to God and say, God, I've got a problem with this sin. Show me how to break free, God. And God will show you. He will teach you how to break free of sin. I am going to give you so many scriptures over and over and over that are going to increase your faith. that God wants to speak to you. Let me just give you a few right now. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. They know me. Oh, excuse me. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Brothers and sisters, Jesus wants to speak to you. Isaiah 30:21. And your ears shall hear behind you this voice saying, this is the way, walk in it, whether you turn to the right or whether you turn to the left. We're also, every time we come together, I'm going to give you tools. I want to give you, help you to understand the gifts that you were given in confirmation. I want you to understand what counsel, wisdom, and fortitude, and how counsel, wisdom, and fortitude are gifts that will help you to hear the voice of God. I want you to understand Lectio Divina. I will give you the hows, H-O-W-S, as to how to hear God. I'll help you to become more sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit in your daily life. You'll discover the power and the importance of journaling to hear the voice of God. I want to equip you with 4 keys to hearing God's voice. You're going to learn about discernment of the Spirit. You're going to learn about blocks that get in the way. And you're going to learn what to do when you've done everything right and you still can't hear the voice of God. I also help you to understand the gift of prophecy and the word of knowledge. Now, there are three principles that I want to give you to hear the voice of God. Number one, that God is your Father. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, see what love the Father has given us that we should be called children of God. And that's what we are. Number one is God is your Father. And we're going to go over these principles constantly. Number two, my Father has a plan for my life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare, not evil, to give you a future and a hope. And lastly, step number three is my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. Isaiah 30:21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right or turn to the left. Get these principles down. Memorize them. Memorize the scriptures that accompany them. They're in your study guide. Number one, God is my Father. Number two, my Father has a plan for my life. And number three, my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. God is real. He loves you as a father. I'm going to close today's session with a story that happened to me. I was about 18 years old and I came home from a prayer meeting one night. It was just a wonderful prayer meeting. I said my prayers before I was going to go to sleep, read from the Word of God. I thought my prayer time was done. I crawled into my bed, and as I was laying in my bed, all of a sudden a presence came into my room. As real as you are, and maybe you'll believe me and maybe you won't, but I know this happened to me. It was the presence of God, the Eternal Father. And his love just began to pierce my heart and break my heart. And I'm telling you, as I was laying there, I heard God the Father say to me, Brendan, I love you. And he kept saying, Brendan, I love you. And it just broke my heart. And I wanted to say back to him, Father, I love you. But it was like he was putting his finger over my lips. I couldn't say it. You see, the Word of God says this. It is not so much that we have loved God, but that God has loved us. That's from 1 John chapter 4. And this went on and on and on and on. And I cried and I cried. The Lord God said my name. I heard it. Brendan, I love you. You know, that started about 11 o'clock at night. And it continued to 6:30 in the morning. God just speaking his love to me. If there's anything that I hope you discover when it comes to the voice of God, is how much he loves you. And how much he wants to speak that love to you. God is your Father. And your Father has a plan for your life. And your Father wants to make known that plan. So come with me in this series. Let me help you to increase your faith with the Word of God, and let me give you practical tools. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.